Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads and Questions and Answers, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Who has created all the order and precise situations, things that happen in with great precision, time, space and causation? It is Akshara, that imperishable self that rules the sun. As long as the souls needs the earth planet, the sun is going to preserve the earth planet. The sun doesn't know about the earth. It is a mass of matter. The earth is also a mass of matter. Matter doesn't matter. Profound intelligence is operating behind both. That intelligence takes into consideration even the minutest little things. The needs of babies, the needs of grown-ups, needs of even little plants, how they have to sprout and put their sprout, your nose up the earth. All the details, small and big, led by karmas of every soul. And nothing is imposed upon a person by accident. Somebody did bad karma and then somebody else has to pay for it, because the record got mixed up. It's no such thing. Not even a minutest way. If you are understanding this, then that's called real faith, real religion. No matter how difficult it is to understand, but the true religion stands on that type of faith, that God is omniscient, omnipotent, and all-loving. Under the rule of this Akshara, the sun and the moon stay in their positions. Heaven and earth maintain their positions. One of the Upanishads says, Bhishasmat vatah pavate, Bhisho deti surya, Bhishasmat agnishcha indrascha mrityur dhavati panchama iti. It is by his command the wind blows. Under his command the sun performs its duties, rising, setting. Under the command of that Akshara, the imperishable self, fire burns. Indra allows your senses to function with precision. And it is under that command death is ever busy running after anyone who has exhausted karma. Not a single moment of delay. Death has to carry terrible duty. All under the command of someone so powerful, so radiant, and amazingly impressive. Because of his presence, just like a powerful general, as all that he has to do is look at a certain direction and the people begin to shiver. That divine self, Brahman, is that powerful presence that allows all things in this universe to follow their proper function. Under the rule of this Akshara, the sun and the moon stay in their positions. Heaven and earth maintain their positions under the mighty rule of Akshara. Moments, muhurtas, this is a Sanskrit way of measuring time. A muhurta is about 48 minutes. Days, nights, fortnights, months, seasons, years, all these flow on without mistake because someone is watching. It's because of under the rule of Akshara, there will not be mistake even within 2 seconds. Time flows with precision. Under the mighty rule of this immutable Akshara, O Gargi, some rivers from the snowy white mountains flow to the east. Some flow to the western slopes. Under the rule of this Akshara, people praise those who perform acts of charity. Gods depend upon the sacrificer. The Pitris, forefathers, spirits of forefathers depend upon the sacrificer. Many things are condensed in these writings. First describing the physical rivers, how some river coming from the Himalayas have gone through the north, passing through so many states, goes into the Bay of Bengal. Some rivers go towards the west. All this is not meaningless. All the souls that are going to be benefited by these rivers. Not even ants and little creatures are ignored. They are all under a divine rule. And every soul is getting exactly what it needs. Stays in the world in a particular embodiment exactly according to its karma. You encounter friends and enemies all according to your karmic process. You go through 3 tapas, subjective, troubles arising within your body and mind. Objective, troubles arising from the world around you, and acts of God. All these troubles, they don't come down upon you meaningless. Even a big crash seems like so uncontrolled. Not a spark will touch you unless there is a karmic process. And if you happen to be enfolded by a big trouble, you will find yourself saved in a miraculous manner. And you live to tell it, that there was a shaking of the earth and you fell from the 10 stories high, but you fell right into a big truck full of flowers. And flowers were herbal. They nourish. Such is the mystery of the world. As you understand these, faith has to grow within. Faith in the mantra, faith in satsanga, faith in being good. And persistence must develop. If you are not getting what you want, persistence, patience, and surrender to God, and ultimate resignation, where absolute rest, shedding everything, because all things are handled by God through Maya. Now, the 2 types of religious movement. One religious movement is how to secure your happiness in the world. That seems to be the practical reality. If you are suffering from a headache, Your prayer will be, let my headache go away. Your prayer will not be focused on, let this whole world attain liberation. At the same time, you have another dimension within your understanding, that having cured your headache, which is important, you must line up yourself for a bigger goal, liberation. So you don't find great contradiction between practical needs and working for those needs, praying for those needs. Those prayers are not contradictory to your aspiration for God realization. But then there are people who don't have any goal. The idea of God realization doesn't exist. This is the goal. In order to secure earthly happiness, religions have created lots of rituals and rites and austerities and acts of charity. They are all wonderful. If you connect these activities to a process that leads to self-realization, if you don't connect this to self-realization, these are good karmas, will give you good results, but karmas come to an end. And you are constantly led by new karmas that you have evolved. However, subtle intellect is not easy to attain. Masses, majority of people, first point to understand, common generality of people, all of them don't develop a religious sense. Those who do, God is a means to an end. He must help them. He must be there even after they are gone, that they can all come around Him, even bringing their pets. I'm just joking with them. So the idea God is to be, is someone, a means to an end. On this basis of limited understanding, people become very, very charitable, do great deeds, good deeds, make great sacrifices. And all these we are not undermining. They are excellent. But what will be more excellent, if you could do all this with the idea of self-effacement, with the idea that it is God who is making me do these, let me become an instrument in His hand, and let me not secure what seems good to my ego, but let Him lead me on from unreal to real, from darkness to light, from death to immortality. So under the rule of this akshara, people perform acts of charity, and those performers are praised by countless people. People perform acts of sacrifices. Sacrifices are performed for pleasing gods or pleasing pitris, forefathers, the different grades of punya karmas, of virtuous karmas. O Gargi, without knowing that akshara, all the homa and yajnas performed for countless hundreds of years become fruitless. Statement of a great importance, that you can go on doing good karmas, acts of charity, life after life, for hundreds of years, and yet, if you don't have that goal in view, all this has given you transient experience, They give you immense delight, but then the world stretches on. Even if you have lived for a thousand years in great delight, one day the bubble bursts. And even that thousand years of wonderful life, no one remembers, of no consequence. And you who attained, experienced that, come back, read in the history that someone did it, and go through lots of situations of high and low. This point has to ring within the mind in order to awaken aspiration for God realization. And with this, I'll conclude. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Dev, I've got a question. I recall some conferences ago that you were saying that the characteristics that are attributed to God, namely omnipotence and all of those, are like they're actually distractions for the mind. And I don't really understand why you say that. Why you said that?
They're not distractions for the mind. They are to understand that of all things that you can depend upon, God is the only dependable one, because His mathematics is perfect. God is omniscient, therefore mind should have no doubt. I'm doing my prayers, etc. Does God know or not? God is omnipotent. Nothing is impossible for Him. That understanding is the basic in religious movement. God is not only just a source of boundless love, a friend, a mother, but God is the all-knowing, powerful. Greater the perfect image of God in your mind, better you are as a worshipper. But if God's image in your mind is poor, He is God, but He goes on sleeping, the less effective is your worship.
Archana.